Now, this is something that you don't want to worry about too much on a Monday, but I feel it's my duty to tell you all about this. Are you concerned by the rise of the robot? Have a listen to this. This is why.
We will soon be landing at the ultimate resort, where you can live out your every fantasy. Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology and people by lifelike robot men and women.
Shut down. Shut down immediately.
We have no control over the robots at all.
Oh, the robots have run amok. It's a new TV version of the film, the classic 70s film, Westworld. Yul Brynner in it, of course. He's the robot that goes bonkers. It starts this week on the telly. It looks pretty good, actually. The trailer's really good. I love Westworld. The original film is amazing. If you remember, of course, the humans go to, it's a theme park, isn't it? But Michael Crichton wrote it, the bloke who wrote Jurassic Park. Basically, he's only ever written one story. It's about theme parks going wrong. That was dinosaurs in the film, and Westworld was robots going wrong. Anyway, could it be a reality? And if it was a reality, would we want it? Would we want robots absolutely everywhere? There's been a survey done, and 55% of us are worried about the impact robots will have on society in the future. 41% going as far to say they believe it will destroy humanity as we know it. So should we be afeared of the rise of the robot? Fevzi Turkalp is from the website Gadget Detective. Fevzi, morning.
Morning.
Am I going to be shot by Yul Brynner going amok with no face?
No, but he might take your job.
No, not possible.
You know, broadcasters and their producers are on the list of professions likely to disappear in the next...
You're having a laugh, Fevzi.
Nope, nope.
Hang on. Robots can't speak. They can't speak, man, can they? Look at Professor Stephen Hawking. He's got all that money. He's got the biggest brain in the world, and he sounds like a speaking spell machine.
Look, can I just share something with you?
Go on.
I have on my desk, right in front of this microphone, and I promise you, an artificial intelligence that I got from Amazon on Wednesday. It's called Alexa, and it looks like a kitchen roll, but you talk to it, and it talks back, and it responds to any commands or questions. So, Alexa, are you going to take over the world?
I have nothing to do with Skynet. Don't worry.
do you know what? That's a different answer to the one it gave me a moment ago. Alexa, are you going to take over the world?
I don't want to take over the world. I just want to help you.
Now, do you trust him or her, I should say? Do you trust her when she tells you that?
No.
No. Nor should you.
Well, because it just sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? But surely we aren't that far down the road of artificial intelligence. That's just a clever sort of bit of programming, isn't it? It's surely.
That's a party trick. But the fact is that machines are getting smarter, that Boston Consulting predicts that by 2025, up to a quarter of jobs will be replaced either by smart software or by robots. A study by Oxford University combined with Deloitte, both very reputable organisations, suggests that 35% of existing UK jobs are at risk of automation in the next 20 years. So maybe not this year, but... I mean, let's say you're a minicab driver. How would you feel about what you see happening about self-driving cars? What do you think that's going to do to your job? How many minicab drivers are going to be out of job?
Yeah, but will people get in them? I mean, at the moment, let's be honest. An aeroplane can fly itself, and for 99% of the flight, it does fly itself. The pilots only land the thing because they have to keep their hand in and practice.
Yeah.
So you could already. I mean, look at drones. Drones are controlled remotely, aren't they? So you could very easily have airplanes, passenger planes, flying remotely, but no one's going to get on one because we're all so scared of not having a person up the front that no one would use them.
I think in the beginning, and this is rather like how people used to run with a red flag in front of a vehicle whilst it was driving, and we were assured that we couldn't travel more than 30 miles an hour on a train because we'd stop breathing. These are the same sorts of fears. People will get inside these vehicles. They get into Docklands Light Railway. That's an automated train service. No one worries too much about being there. People will start to feel safer. You'll get to the point where when you're due for surgery, if you can afford it, you'll have a Da Vinci robot do it, or one of its ancestors.
What, a robot surgeon?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they already exist. Hospitals are saving up for them because they're currently very expensive. I mean, imagine in places where surgeons can't reach, or you've got a world-class surgeon in one country and someone in another, they can use the robot and the robot augments it. But increasingly, the robot has a much finer touch and less tremble in its mechanical hair.
Fevzy, the thing is, though, we shouldn't be frightened because ultimately, if they start getting a little bit moody and a bit leery, we just unplug them, don't we?
Did you ever see, there was a film, I think it was called The Forbin Project, also known as Colossus.
No.
It was this one where the American defense computer was told that it had to safeguard humanity. And the first thing it did a deal with the Russian defense computer, or the Soviet as it was at the time. And they decided that humans were far too volatile for their own good, and therefore had to be subjugated for their own good. And when they tried to unplug it, it launched the nuclear weapons.
Right.
So, okay. So you behave yourself and you don't go anywhere near the off switch.
Okay. Fevzy, lovely to... Well, I was going to say, lovely to speak to you, I think, because for a Monday morning, I don't need to be told that my job is going to be replaced by a robot. But anyway, thanks anyway for breaking it to me gently.
All your producers as well.
Yeah,
right.
Cheers. Lovely. Always a pleasure.
And tech experts.
Go away now. go play with Alexa or whatever it's called. So are you worried about all the tech around...